Yes, who am I? Who am I to deny what the Lord can do, right? Eh? Oh, hallelujah. You know, this past week, oh man, it's just been so busy. I don't know how you guys been. It's just been nonstop. Go, go, go. And we had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to go out with my friend and help out the people of Lahaina. And I'm starting my message. This is how I'm going to start it out with a story. And it was really refreshing to see all of the help, all of the love, all the people getting involved. You know, like sometimes you cannot believe the news and you cannot believe social media because there's personal opinions from people, you know, and you know everybody get belly buttons and like everybody get belly buttons, they all get their own opinion, but to see it firsthand, to be there at Papi's Ohana. My friend owns a restaurant out there, and I got to go out with a group of people from another church to Hono Kauai. And Pastor was, man, I took a video even, like, it was just amazing. I mean, the outpouring of just the local people, not without any government assistance, just the local people alone. What an amazing display of love and caring for, I mean, being your brother's keeper. I was like, good job, Maui. Ohana. You know, the aloha spirit, you know? That's what it's going to take. And, you know, it's funny because I listened to your message a few times today, and you gave a scripture, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you didn't use that was perfect to start off my message with. Like, you gave the scripture, but you didn't read it. And I saw that scripture, and I was like, praise the Lord. It was Hebrews 13. You gave 15 and 16, but you only read 15. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to read 16, okay? Because it flows in, and it says, if you're taking notes tonight, the title of my message is going to be Fruit Punch, okay? Hebrews 13, 16 says, in the New Living Translation, it says, and don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Start from 15. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God. Oh. Wow. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. Wow. That was your message on praise, yeah? And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Hallelujah. There's something that Pastor Herman ministered to me years ago. I think it was when I first started my business. And I started to get busy. And he said something to the effect, and I hope I don't say it the wrong way, but you'll get the gist of it. He said, it's not good to be busy. You remember telling me this? It's good to be fruitful. It's not good to be busy. It's not okay to just be busy. Because you can be busy and do nothing, right? God wants us to be fruitful. And that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. The fruit of the Spirit. If you want to put your finger in Galatians 5:22, you guys probably know this scripture all by heart. That's what the Lord has been ministering to me throughout this whole ordeal. When I got to Lahaina, when I got to Hono Kauai, we were able to go around, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about this again, is we got to go out, and it was amazing. Like, we went around just passing out water. just bottled water to people. And we would go down to the park and talk to anybody that we saw that needed help. And everybody was just the spirit of love, spirit of joy. There's people in the parking lot with coolers with ice, asking people if they needed ice, you know, for their food because they didn't have refrigeration, no electricity for a while. I mean, we met people. I met one gentleman that he was, his tag on his shirt was the Latin Bridge. And he's a member of Citizens Church in Lahaina, Hispanic brother. And he had lost his house. And he was out there helping people. He lost everything and he was helping. You know, and it just, oh, it humbled me because, like, I was there helping out of my abundance. And these guys, they lost everything and they was helping. You know? It was just giving. And, you know, it's just an encouragement to me to see that. And if you got your finger in Galatians 5:22, I'm going to read from the Message version. And it goes like this. But what happens when we live God's way? What happens? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life. That's good, yeah? Able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism, well, let's go back to that one. You guys heard that? Not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Oh, man, there was one gentleman there that needed prayer. And we were just, you know, my friend was making food and just giving it to the public. And we were going out and praying for people. And this one guy, local brother from Lahaina, I mean, real tick, pidgin accent. And it's like, I was around a bunch of Caucasian people, you know. I was like the local face over there, you know. And like, he could just be himself with me. He just started talking to me in that vernacular. And I said, bro, what can we pray for you? I mean, like, we have all this help. You know, you get all the material things at your disposal. What can I pray for you about? And he said, brother, can you pray for wisdom? Oh, man. Bro. Able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Hallelujah. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessities is killed off for good, crucified. So you see, the Lord wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit. And you know what? An interesting thing, yeah? I got to fold my hands, yeah? I never seen a fruit. Well, you know, we have a lot of fruit, and we have a lot of fruit trees in Wailuku, where we live, in Iao. We get banana trees, we get avocados, we get tomatoes, we get that hibiscus I gave you, I get some more in spinach. I mean, breadfruit. We got all these different things, yeah? And not once, yeah? We even get, what is the hottest pepper in the world? No, not ghost. Not habanero. Come on, you guys. Carolina Reaper. Yeah, we bought the plant. We thought it was a tomato plant, but it's a Carolina Reaper. The hottest pepper known to man. I don't know how many Scovilles. Anyway, it's not the point. I never seen, yeah, one of these trees, yeah, grab its fruit and start eating them. You know that? Not one time. Interesting, yeah? God wants us to have these fruits of the Spirit, yeah? And you know, if you're a tree of peace, then you have the peace, yeah? But most times, yeah, that fruit is not for the tree. Right? Right? God commands us to have, like, what are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Did I miss long-suffering? Did I say long-suffering? There's nine, right? There's nine fruits of the Spirit. And you know what I got in my spirit when I was out there? And it's sad that it took some kind of natural disaster for me to see this, even in my own life, yeah? Is that the people of the world, yeah? They don't need fruit punch. They don't need me to be a fake Christian or a Sunday morning Christian or a Wednesday night Christian, you know? Now, I'm talking to me now, okay? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me, okay? They don't need what they can get at the help center, you know? I mean, they need those things, but there's deeper things that they need. Things that we cannot give them in the natural. You know that? And this opportunity, this is an opportunity. I don't want to downplay it. I mean, there's people that have lost everything. And I can tell you some stuff that my wife has told me that we found out. And like, the Lord told me that you walk in around with fruit punch, cuz, and I want you to give them the real fruit, okay? The fruit of the Spirit. You know, what is fruit punch? A lot of sugar, yeah? Yeah, you know, my personal interpretation of fruit punch is soda with a juice name. That's basically what it is. And most times, there's no juice in that thing. It's just a name, you know? And the Lord impressed upon me that we need to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. You know, and what we don't need to do, yeah? And I'm guilty of this, and I'm not even on my notes. I'm just flowing with the Holy Ghost, is that sometimes we become fruit inspectors in other people's trees, you know? And that's where you go off. I'm guilty of that. I'm just telling you that right now. I'll be the first one to come up here and just be real, you know? Well, I don't want the first one to be real. You know what I'm saying, though, right? I'm just saying, like, I don't want to come up here acting like I've got it all together, you know? Because he's not done with me yet. Oh, I love that song. That song is so powerful, man. I almost want to be black so I could sing it like that, you know? Like, he's not done with me yet. Hey! Like, oh, my wife's shaking her head. I'm part Puerto Rican, so, you know, that's, anyway. Where was I going with this? Fruit punch in... As the voice of the Spirit of God started to talk to me, I remember one of my prayers, and I probably prayed like this more than I'd like to admit, is that when I wanted God to speak to me, I would pray like this, yeah? And this is still pertaining to the fruit of the Spirit. I would say, Lord, I pray that you would make the still soft voice of the Holy Spirit loud in me. You know, who am I to tell the Holy Spirit how to talk to me, right? The Bible says that the Holy Spirit's voice is a still soft voice. Do I tell him how to speak to me? Or do I make arrangements to meet him? Amen? You guys bear witness with that? I see faces like this. You guys look like those fish at Maui Mall, you know, that my kids play on. Come on. I like see some smiles out there. And as the Lord said to make myself available. To make myself available. To have this fruit available to those in need. Let's go back to the fruit of the Spirit. I'm all over the place, but it's okay. I got this Bible in college, Pastor. You ever heard of the Dake's Bible? This is one minister's Bible. So this, I don't know if he's a minister or a pastor. This is his life's note-taking on Scripture. For ministering, for preaching. I mean, there's footnotes. It's like, man, if you want to preach, get you a Dake's Bible. Man, this stuff is, like, amazing. It's like The Amplified Bible on steroids. So if we are going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, let's go back and let's read Galatians 5:22, the New King James Version. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And on the side note, you know what? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. I need glasses now to read. My goodness. Wow. This has never happened before, Pastor. So, wait, is that a manly one? No. This will get diamonds on top, I think, yeah? He's not done with me yet. Hey! Wow. Now I see why Lambert uses his glasses up here when he's preaching. Praise the Lord. So, this is okay, huh? We home folk tonight, right? I cannot see you guys. It's all blurry now, but I can see the words. Let's go to the fruit of the Spirit, love. When the scripture is talking about love, I'm going to give you the Hebrew word and the definition for each fruit. He's speaking about agape, and agape is divine love, a strong, ardent, tender, compassionate devotion to the well-being of someone. Wow, yeah? Joy, the emotional excitement, gladness, delight over blessings received or expected for self and for others. Well, you see where this is going now. All it is fruit is for peace, quietness. Peace, the word for peace is Irene. The state of quietness, rest, repose, harmony, order, and security in the midst of turmoil, strife, and temptations. Oh my goodness. Long suffering. Markothumia, it means patient endurance to bear long with the frailties, offenses, injuries, and provocations of others without murmuring, repining, or resentment. Wow. Gentleness is Christotes, a disposition to be gentle, soft-spoken, kind, even-tempered, cultured, and refined in character and conduct. Goodness, agathosune, the state of being good, kind, virtuous, benevolent, generous, and godlike in life and conduct. Faith, pistis, the living divinely implanted, acquired, and created principle of inward and wholehearted confidence, assurance, trust, and reliance in God and all that he says. Oh, wow. Meekness, prootes, the disposition to be gentle, kind, indolent, even balanced in tempers and passions, and patient in suffering injuries without feeling a spirit of revenge. Wow, that's good. Temperance, enkratia, self-control, moderation in the indulgence of the appetites and passions. Wow. So like these fruits, yeah? Man, thank you, Reuben. Praise the Lord. 1/5, no, this is 200, yeah? 2.00, yeah? Thank you. God bless you, man. The fruit of the Spirit, yeah? I think, if I'm so bold to say, I believe that majority of us are walking out with the fruits of the Spirit active in our lives, yeah? You cannot say that nobody has no fruit in their life, right? But there's probably some fruits that you struggle with more than others, right? Like, I want to say, yeah, patience is one of the fruits that, thank you, you just read it out, man. You know, what are you, like the Oracle of Delphi over there, huh? Patience is, it's one that I really, gotta work on pruning. And I noticed that when I went out to help, because majority of the people that needed help, they just wanted to talk. You know, they just wanted to share their story of what they went through, you know? And I don't know if you noticed that I like to do all the talking most of the time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty good at, like, cutting people off, like, midway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, hey, you know, they'll be telling me, like, you know, I'll be like, oh, I... And you know, it's funny, my kids are like that. Guess who they learned that from? Because their fruit is hanging low, and they just, yeah, the fruit of interrupting, you know? But if we can just get into the mode of wanting to be led by the Lord, the first thing we need to do is be sensitive to the still soft voice of the Holy Ghost. We need to make time to hear what he has to say. Because if we don't, it's just going to be a fruit punch, right? And nobody wants that, right? We can only do what God, by the Holy Spirit, tells us to do. That's why it is important that we take the time to hear the still, soft voice of the Holy Ghost. But without the Word, we cannot hear the Spirit. Amen? We need the Word. So we need to hear the still, soft voice of the Holy Ghost. But how do we hear the voice of the Holy Ghost? Through the Word, right? He speaks through the Word. I'm watching you. I'm waiting for you to tag in whenever you're ready. And knowing this, yeah, in this scenario that's going on Maui right now, I know pastors have said over the pulpit that, you know, these things can bring you down because there's just so much to do. And it's overwhelming because for us, I know for you guys as well, you just want to help and you want to do everything, right? And I started, there's some friends of ours that started putting stuff on social media for GoFundMe pages. And like, man, I just started throwing numbers out there. Babe, I'll like give this to this one and that to this one. And I was like, babe, and she was like, you know what? Hold on, babe, because if you give that amount to that one, you cannot help this one, and this one. So I feel like the Holy Ghost is just saying, like, we have to understand that the Bible says this. Yeah, I'm gonna throw this in there. And I'm gonna give you scripture. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:6, if you want to turn there, and somebody find me the Message version, so that I don't get all frazzled up here, okay? I'm going to read what I have, but you find the Message version, okay? And it goes like this. In the New King James Version, it says, I, Paul, the I in this version is Paul, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. You guys get that? Paul planted, Apollos watered. It's kind of a trippy name, eh? Apollos. Eh? He probably was friends with Rocky, I guess, that guy. But God gave the increase. Anybody got the Message version? Oh, they got it on Bible, though. You guys know? I'm going to use the glasses again. Oh, thank you, Brenna. Who do you think Paul is, anyway, or Apollos, for that matter? Servants, both of us, servants who waited on you as you gradually learned to entrust your lives to our mutual master. We each carried out our servant assignment. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plants, but God made you grow. You get that? So right there, yeah? That scripture to just let you know that you cannot do everything anyway, okay? You can't, even though your heart is in the right place, yeah? It's always good to go back to the Word, to go back what the Holy Ghost is telling you to do and go with that. Amen? Because I'm telling you, I like to do it all. And when you get to the point, yeah, where you feel like you're not doing anything, I'll give you this scripture. John 15. Let's go over to John 15, 5. And say amen when you got it. Because, you know, the natural man wants to help, right? But we want to help where the Spirit of God is working in and through us to meet the needs, the real needs that people need, right? You know, I was encouraged while we're holding that down. Today, my auntie came home, and I was working on their house, and she told me that she had to drive around town today looking for places to drop stuff off because they were turning her away. Wow. Hallelujah, yeah? Wow. I mean, like, she said she could only drop off one box here, two boxes here, and she had a lot of stuff. And we got friends coming in from the mainland, too. They'll be in here tomorrow. They're bringing stuff. I told them, you know what? There is a lot of stuff here. Bring your supply of the Spirit. Bring your heart. Bring your fruits. You know? That's what the people need now. You know? They need, because they have, I mean, you got the government coming. We had the president come in the other day. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We have a lot, you know. Praise God for that. And in the natural, yeah, man, like, man, that makes my heart swell. But now the healing's got to start, you know. When the dust settles, yeah, and everybody starts to realize what they really lost. There was, now I'm going to tell you this. I feel like the Lord, this really just broke me. There was, you know, my wife, she works, she's working, can I say? No. She works in the medical field, and they do prescriptions and whatnot, and her boss lost his house in Lahaina. So he's constantly going back and forth out there, you know, servicing the community because they don't have a medical facility out there, I believe, right, babe? So he's out there. He lost his house, but he's out there helping. But in the process of helping people, you know, you find out what they've gone through, what they lost, and what happened. And this one guy, oh, man, this is like, man, just make me like, this one Latino couple, illegals, no more papers, lost their kids in the fire. And they cannot get help because they no more papers. And the guy's working. Now that, like, you know, like, how do you help somebody like that? I got my kids here. This guy trying to make a better life for himself. Probably working when this happened and his kids was home. My kids are here, you know. How do you help somebody like that? Only the love of God can reach that person. And that's what they need right now, you know. I'm sorry. John 15:5, it says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Now the fruit that I'm talking about tonight, I'm not talking about houses and cars and being successful in business and being able to talk in front of a group of people, being the most popular person in a group. I mean, all these physical things, these things that don't matter in the grand scheme of things. They're just all wood and stubble. The Bible says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me. Now, we talked earlier about listening and hearing the still, soft voice of the Holy Spirit. And how do we hear the voice of the Spirit? By being available, making time to hear what he has to say. And we hear the voice of the Spirit when we get into the Word of God. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. What we do in life, in our own strength, in our own ability, in the grand scheme of things, is nothing compared to what God wants to do through you and me. Amen? Amen? And I hope I'm not coming across in a scolding way. I'm preaching to myself because I want to see fruit. I want to see people's lives change. Like Pastor Kara, I want to see arms grow out. I want to see blind eyes open. I want to see deaf ears opened. I want to see all of those things. I want to see people's lives turned around for the glory of God because I know the God that I preach about. I know what he's done in my life. I know what he's done when in those impossible situations. Just like the song said. Just like the song was talking about. How did I forget all of the things that you've done for me? How could I forget? How could I forget the God of miracles? This is the God that the people need to see. They need to see that, hey, we might not have gone through what you've gone through, but we've gone through some things. I've seen dirt bottom. I've seen nothing. And I've seen God take that nothing and make it into something. And he's still doing that because he's not done with me yet. Oh, he's not done with me yet. Amen? He's not done with me yet, and he's not done with you yet. We need to get to the point, yeah, where we remember, yeah, the impossibilities in our lives being the norm. Did that make sense? Did I say that the right way, baby? Remember when things were an impossibility? Remember when we were single? It just seemed like an impossibility that anybody would marry me, you know? Go ahead. Woo! And now it's the norm. I'm married. You know? I remember when there was a year of the greater. You guys remember the year of the greater? And I put this picture on my wall of a Toyota Tundra, Pastor Herman. And it seemed like an impossibility for my financial situation. I got married at 38. No, 39, right? Had my first child at 40. Not me, my wife, of course. What seemed like an impossibility. Yeah? We need to remember those times when it seemed like an impossibility. When it seemed like all... I mean, I remember one time, I'm going to tell you guys this. I know I'm going off of my notes. I just want to brag on God. I remember one time, Pastor, there was nothing in my house. Cupboard was bare. And my brother Jacob came over to my house. He was playing some video games. And, you know, like brothers, friends, people that you love, they come over to your house. What's the first thing they do? They go to the refrigerator. And he opened up the refrigerator. I was like, oh, what's the matter, cuz? He's like, oh, no, I'm just in between jobs right now. So we just played some games. I think we played like 8 hours straight or something. And you know what that bugger did, yeah? The next day when I was working, yeah, he break into my house, yeah, and fill up my cupboards and fill up my refrigerator. Oh, man. That's the God I serve. That's the God I want to show to people who are hurting, who need. They don't need fruit punch. They need the fruit of the Spirit. The result of spiritual fruitfulness is that God is glorified, number one. The result of my fruitfulness, yeah, is God is glorified, first and foremost. The result of spiritual fruitfulness is that God is glorified. Number two, we grow. We grow. And others come to know Christ. Amen? This is the ultimate fruitfulness for a child of God. Those three things. God's glorified, I grow, and we reach people. Amen? Just looking over my notes and making sure that I never miss anything. And so that's the challenge I give to you. And not to get comfortable. Holy Spirit, help me with that one. It's easy to get comfortable and just feel like, you know, there's enough help out there. We can all pray. There's prayer this Saturday. We're going to be here. You can bring your supply of prayer. Even when you cannot do something physically, you can pray that God will put the right people at the right time, at the right place. Your prayers have power. Amen? Even though you're not doing something physically, you can always pray. You know, that kind of bugged me too, because like, there's a lot of ministries out there that I saw, and it went on social media, and like, you see all this stuff about how their hearts are with the people of Hawaii, and then you see all the people underneath saying, our hearts and prayers are with you, you know? They kind of would make me irritate a little bit as I go, they don't need prayer, they need rice, they need lumber. They do need prayer, yeah, exactly. We do need prayer. But I believe in the prayer time, God will speak to you what you need to do. And it won't be out of the flesh. It'll be what the Spirit tells you to do. And it won't be overwhelming, right? It won't be like, oh my God, I cannot handle this. Because God will give you the power. He will give you the Spirit to do what needs to be done. Amen? Because comfort is the enemy of progress. And you don't want to stop. Because stopping is going backwards, right? We know that, right? And it's a... And as you know, I saw this, and I just want to throw this in there. You know the scripture where it says the 30 and the 60 and 100 fold, yeah? If you can only give 30, give 30. If you can only give 60, give 60 until you can give 100. Amen. If and you know we have families. I cannot stop what I'm doing and go out to Lahaina and just stay there for the next 3 years. But I can give, right now I can give one day a week if need be, because I've been out there one day a week already. I can go one day a week, you know? And if I need to do more and God calls me and wants me to go out more than one day a week, I'll go out if it comes to the 60. Amen? Amen? Until this is done. Amen? I'm going to end with this. You know, I believe this is good. This is going to help you too. I got 2 minutes left. I've been dealing with plantar fasciitis. Ruben, you know what that is? Yeah. Your feet get sore when you walk on them, man. Huh? You're a runner, so you probably, this guy can run for miles, man. And like, at first it wasn't a big deal. It was like, once in a while, you know, I'd wake up and I'm like, the thing would just go away. And then would stay for a couple hours. And I was like, I don't like this, you know. You know, I think it started because I started walking barefoot to Kepaniwai, you know. And, you know, probably wasn't too wise to do that, you know. I saw this video on people, making their feet strong. Yeah, they go, shoes without With soles, that's what this is, you know. Soleless shoes, and you make your feet strong. And it's like, you shouldn't be doing that when you turn in 50, you know what I mean? Maybe when you 16 or something. But anyway. Icy Hot has become my best friend, and Tiger's Balm, all these different ointments, you know. Icy Hot's stronger, though. But anyway, I noticed, that I was treating the symptoms of what was going on in my body, you know, putting the salves, you know, the ibuprofen, icing my feet, doing everything that I knew I thought needed to be done. But then I stumbled upon this one guy talking about strengthening the areas that are weak, you know, working out the area so that it becomes strong, so it doesn't get sore as easily. And I saw that, and I started working out. I worked out yesterday, man, and I got to tell you, it felt good to work out. But what I'm trying to get across to you is that in this scenario, what's going on in Lahaina, what's going on in Maui, we don't want to just be a salve. We don't want to be just in. In producing the fruit of the Spirit, we want to get to the root of the problem, the root of the situation, and make it stronger. Make the community stronger. Make everybody stronger. So that these things, when they happen again, we got strong people around. Amen? Amen? You guys receive that? Because we don't want people on this island hooked on meds for the rest of their life to cope with what's happened, right? Right? We don't want people depressed, oppressed, angry, bitter, mad. We want them strong. We want them to build on what happened and give glory to God. Amen? Because I serve a God that can make beauty from ashes. He can take this and turn this from a stumbling block to a stepping stone, to the foundation, to something he can build for his glory. Amen? And that's why I told you about the Icy Hot in my feet, because I'm getting over this. I ain't gonna get old gracefully. I'm gonna go run with you one of these days. We're gonna do that. You know that? Amen. So I hope you receive this word tonight. You would give me something, I get. No, I got. I'm growing. Oh, wow. That is good. That is so true, In Christian service, the branch that bears the most fruit hangs the lowest. Humility. Just meditate on that. Amen? That's good. I received that. Staying humble. Amen? Staying humble. Wow. Thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to share tonight. I always get nervous before I minister, and that's a good thing, because I know it's not in my strength and ability. Even though I can talk, I want what God wants to say, you know? It doesn't matter how I look. It matters what is presented and what people can take home and run with and grow with and bear fruit. Amen? So, I thank you, Lord. Sweetheart, you got anything? You good? All right. Well, let's pray then. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for using me as a vessel tonight, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for this word. I pray, Lord, that it the seeds of this word fell on good, tilled soil, Father God. And Father God, they can take this word and run with it, Father God, and bear fruit that you may be glorified. That they grow, Father God, and people are reached. And we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we brought our supply, Father God, in tonight, Lord. And everybody was fed. We thank you, Lord, that the impossible will become the normal, Lord. And your goodness will be shown, Father God. Genuine, Father God. Genuine goodness, Father God. With good hearts, Father God. With good fruit, Father God. Not fruit punch. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.